Why do you do wildlife photography? This is the Wildlife Podcast. Hey everybody, my name is Jerry, I'm from WildEye, and today's episode, not a long one, I just wanted to bounce some ideas around why we do what we do. I'm currently in the Sabi Sands, Sabi Sabi and Mala Mala, hosting a photography seminar with Andrew, and it's always interesting to me why people come on safaris. What are they hoping to learn? Now, the photographic safari historically used to be that you go with a professional, listen to last week's episode, photographer, and you have the privilege of shooting with them. And if you learn something along the way, hey, that's good on you, right? But why do you do this? Why are you taking your camera out to these places, to Svalbard, to the Mara, to Madikwe, to Mala Mala? Is it because it's just a great way to experience the wild, that it's a different way? So you're immersing yourself in something, you're learning something? Is it because you want to sell prints? Is it because you want to post on Instagram? Now, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter because it's a beautiful craft. And the way that we approach it should always be that. It should just be the journey. Just have fun with it. That said, there is an argument to be made that if you know why you pick up your camera on safari, you're going to be a better photographer. And I've mentioned this way in the past as well, is if you are picking your camera up in order to create fine art prints, you are looking for something specific. If you are looking to create images for publications or for competitions, your photographic voice will be looking for something specific. If you are just shooting for the experience and you want to learn something, your photographic voice is going to approach the whole scene in a different way. Right? So I do think being honest with yourself and understanding why you pick up your camera in the first place is a good thing, and you're going to create better images. Many times I've had this. We'll arrive at, for example, there's a thicket and there's a leopard sleeping underneath it, right? We get there, people pick up and they go grrr, firing off every single frame. And it's like, okay, whoa, John, stop. What are you photographing? No, the leopard. Bad answer. Negative. You're not shooting the leopard. It's easy. It's useless. There's nothing there. This thing's asleep in dappled light. Why are you ripping off 127 frames a second? The reason you pick up your camera needs to be, hey, I like that bit of dappled light around his eye. If I underexpose, I can drop all the shadows down and the highlights will be managed enough for me to get a good image of his eye in the dappled light. Or there's a butterfly floating around him. Maybe the butterfly sits on the leopard's skin and it makes for a nice contrast visually. Or you could take a sketch shot, because if he sits up, his head's going to be exactly in the right place to frame it naturally. That's what you should be thinking. That's why you pick up your camera, is knowing this is the shot that I want. This is what I want to do with it. Now, it can make it feel quite, task heavy, like a to-do list, but I think it's a good thing. I really think it's a good thing to, when you go to an area, know what you're shooting for. Svalbard, for example, is still fresh in my mind from a couple of weeks ago. If you go there, do you know what you're going to photograph? Yes, polar bears, yes, walrus, yes, ice, I get that. But what kind of images do you want to create? When you go up there, are you going to shoot for fine art prints? Because my goodness, you can create some amazing landscapes, strong black and white with the ice and the black water. But if you know what you're looking for, you are giving attention to your photographic voice, and by doing that, it will serve you better. It 100% will. So I think if you're planning your next trip, if you're planning your next trip, it doesn't have to be with me. It doesn't, with anybody, whoever you're going with, know why you are photographing. I have people, one of them was in Svalbard now, didn't even bring a laptop. Just shoot for the fun of it. It's the experience. Live in the moment. And then process when I get back. I've got a couple of people who do that. They don't photograph necessarily for competitions or print or anything. They just want to create nice images, share a few on Instagram, and that's okay. But then you've got to also appreciate that if that's your why, if that's why you're photographing, don't spend hours and hours and hours while you're on the trip behind your computer, because you're losing being present in the moment. But if you join me in Svalbard next year, 20 to 30 September, by the way, date details available soon. If you join me there and you go with the idea that I want to create at least 3 to 5 very good images that I could print as fine art and potentially sell, if you give yourself that, if you feed your photographic voice that, you're going to walk away with gold, guaranteed, because you're ready for it. Polar bears, yes. If I see a polar bear, not when, if, because you never know for sure, then this is the kind of stuff I want to get. I want to get a close-up of the paws, the nose and the eyes. I want to get a shot with mountains in the background, and I want to get a picture of him swimming, right? Feed that to your photographic voice, that when you see this animal, one way or another, you've seen it, you've pictured it, you've visualized the thing you want to photograph. You're going to be better at it instead of figuring it out on the fly. So I think the question is, why do you do wildlife photography? Figure that out for yourself, and I promise you, not only will you enjoy the journey more because you've more targeted, there's more clarity, but the results you get will be better because you're mapping it against something. And that's golden. Absolutely golden. I'd love to hear from you. Why do you do wildlife photography? Do you have an end goal for the images? Or is it just a hobby that you want to get better at? Is it just the process that you enjoy? Send me an email, jerry@wildeye.com, or let me know on Instagram, Jerry van der Walt. I'd love to hear why you do wildlife photography. As always, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for lending me your ears. I will chat you in the next episode. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. Bye for now.